We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's choose. TheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Justin Theroux, how do we know him? Who is he? What does he do? I don't know. What's he all about? Anybody know?
An actor?
I think he's an actor. Anybody know what he's in? What would I know him from? Was he with Jennifer Aniston?
He was the one married to Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, he was in that guy.
The second Charlie's Angels movie.
All right. Some
voice work.
He's a guy. He told a story at a movie premiere about
Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Oh!
Yeah, he was the one they thought was the smuggler, but he wasn't.
Oh!
What a terrible Star Wars fan you are.
You're absolutely right. I suck. You're absolutely right.
He's very pretty.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Justin is. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, he told a story at a movie premiere about a bad breakup he had in college where he drove a long way to surprise his girlfriend and, found her in bed with another guy.
I've had heartbreaks.
There was one
that I've talked about before where I walked in on a girlfriend after, coming back to her after, we were, separated in the summer. I was working and she was crying on the phone to me all the time going, you got to come, we have to be, it's our last summer together. It's I was going to college. And I came back and she was schnipping a guy who was, in her bed, and it was a terrifying experience. I went to surprise her.
Well, she surprised you.
Yeah, she did.
Being stopped.
Oy, oy, oy. That's not good.
No, it's bad enough to find out that she's cheating, but to walk in on it?
Yeah, because you don't really, you don't want to actually have seen the act. You just, no.
I remember college. I mean, I think college is, these things happen probably all the time because you're just young and dumb. I remember it happened to me one time. I was waiting for, we were on and off, but I thought, there's still hope. So I'm like, I'm going to wait for her. I'm going to meet up with her after she's done at the bars. It's very psycho of me looking back on it, but I'm just kind of waiting at her apartment, not inside, but there's a lobby area. And then she's walking back in with a dude. And I'm just that was a bad choice. I just kind of put my head down and walked out.
Not
worth having a conversation.
No,
I didn't see her getting stupped, but I knew she was about to get stupped.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, that is horrible. She saw you as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
It was so awkward. It's like, hey.
I
just laughed.
What do you have to say? No, you did the right thing.
Hey, introduce me to your new guy.
I think I would have been more of a drama queen about it. So you're a better man because at the end of the day, if somebody doesn't want me, why should I even care?
Yeah.
That was
one of those moments where it kind of was just like, okay, I just need to reevaluate my situation.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Went back to our college place and crushed a bottle of that coconut rum.
Oh, that's
a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Don't you like being more of an adult where you crush a bottle of coconut flavored ice cream or something?
That would have been better.
We crush a lot of food now rather than the alcohol, but in our younger years, we went for the alcohol.
What was that brand? The coconut
red rum?
Malibu.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would
that
think.
That white bottle.
It's so terrible.
And I sat on the porch like a loser.
Yes.
I'm just drinking it out of the bottle, and I knew it. The whole time, I'm like, this tastes terrible, but I this is what you're supposed to do, right? Get drunk.
Not off of Malibu. You look even more pathetic.
Thank you, Vicky. I was very aware of that.
She's right. Where's the video of that?
I was like, at least a bottle of vodka, but it's whiskey all the way to drown your sorrows. Or tequila. Because that gets you handsy.
I'm with you. But that was the bottle I saw.
No,
I was
like, Vicky's right. That is
a terrible
idea. That's what I drank when I was 17.
That's
okay?
Like the pina colada song gone wrong.
I was 19.
Yeah, I was a 17-year-old girl.
Well, I was a 19-year-old girl. Yeah. Things have changed.
Fair enough. Yeah, so sorry, true. My apologies.
I thought it'd be like a pina colada. It didn't taste very good.
You gotta add pineapple juice.
Yeah. And where were you when all this was going
on? Dude, we would have partied it up.
Yes.
Real bad.
I just sat on the damn patio.
That's awesome.
Biggest loser.
I wish I could. I wish there were pictures of you with your Malibu rum drowning your sorrows.
Other buddies coming back. And this is like late at night. This is, you know, so 2-something in the morning.
Love this.
So all my other buddies are coming back from whatever they were doing. They're just like, thanks, what the hell are you doing? I'm just like, G-Brown, another guy.
Dude,
and then
G-Brown,
they're like, no, why are you drinking that?
Yeah. Right, so kids, it's like a quina palala. What are you talking about?
We had kegs. I mean, we had other options.
Oh, so you did, and you were like, no, this is the one.
Oh, our house always was stocked with kegs.
And yet you were like, this is the one.
Yes.
Malibu rum.
As delicious as Malibu rum is, it is very sugary. How bad was the hangover?
It was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, it had to be.
Terrible. Oh. That was the most regretful part, not waiting for her like a psycho, drinking the Malibu rum all night.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. One person says, my little brother's ex walked in on him and another woman, ended up kicking him out, but at a bonfire with all of his clothes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you anyone else walked in on someone or been crushed like that?
No. I think Rev's the only one that's had the heartbreak where he went to move in with a chick.
He did move to another state.
He moved to another state and she never
really... Yeah, that... Thanks for bringing that one up.
Not a problem, buddy.
You know, we'll fix that.
Malibu rum?
Yep.
That was about the age I would have, moving down all the way down to Arizona to find a girl who was 21, around the same age as me. And she was actually at that time dating a 50-year-old.
Yeah. Gosh, I'll tell you, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing what we do at the young age. But you know what? You just wanted to get the hell out. I mean, that really is what it is.
Yeah, but then I moved to Arizona, which is a pit.
Yeah, Arizona
is not good.
It's the garden spot.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some cool news about Metallica. Talk about the age of the internet, the age of social network. Metallica reportedly depends on Spotify to come up with their set lists, not for just individual tours, but for individual shows. This makes sense to me. If I'm thinking, and I haven't read the whole article, but it makes sense to me if people have playlists. And if you're Metallica, you
get a vibe of what that city's into.
Like what they like of your music.
Weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is according to Spotify CEO Daniel Ek. He says, quote, they change their set list on a city-by-city basis just by looking at Spotify data to see which songs are most popular in that city. And he said, we've never been at a place in time where you could make as many informed decisions and understand your audience as well as we can and do now as an artist. I actually like that.
It's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if I... See, when I go see a band, I'm not like thinking you need to play the songs I absolutely love. It would be nice if they do some of the hits, but you know, I'm never expecting that. But that's a good way to get a gauge, I guess. I mean, but...
When you've got a catalog like Metallica, though, you know, I mean, there's so much to choose from. That's the cool thing about being a band that has had that kind of success, as opposed to you've got 3 or 4 hits that you know you're always going to play.
And it'd be cool, like, I would imagine, like, 80% of their set is always going to be the same. Like, the certain hits that they're, you know, you absolutely have to do Enter Sandman, or you have to do, you know, whatever song it may be, The Unforgiven, or something along those lines. But then, at least that opens up the other 20% to be like, hey, this song is really well-loved in this city. Maybe we should play it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. I like how still Pearl Jam does it. I always love that story, the story of Pearl Jam. It's the band doesn't even know what they're going to play that night until Eddie finishes writing up a set list. And then he'll show them this handwritten set list. He's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And if they don't know how to play a certain song and they don't feel too comfortable about it, you'll see it crossed out on the set list. And I always want to get my hands on one of those set lists. They always post it on Instagram.
Oh, that's very cool.
So their sets are never even close to being the same each time.
So they really then, then you go, all right, you really have to practice your music a lot so that, you know, you because at some point, you know, you got to be thinking, Eddie, be like, guys, I really want to play this song. We can't keep scratching this out. Let's make sure we know how to play it.
Yeah, I wonder how soon in the day they find out and if they have enough time to, like, jump on whatever streaming service, if they have one of those. But it's pretty cool to see, like, I'll show you, like, one of their posters. I mean, they'll put up the full list, and you'll see certain songs are crossed out. I used to think, what the hell is going on? And apparently that's because they don't feel confident enough to play that song, I guess.
Man. That's another band that's just got a catalog where, you know, that they can do that. And it sounds funny to anybody, like, how could you forget how to play your own song? Because we just listen to it so much. But again, you know, they're the ones that got to play it and remember it.
You've got hundreds of songs. And,
yeah.
I mean, you might know it pretty close, or your muscle memory will get you through it, but you might not remember all the little nuances.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, I'm excited to know, like, you know, I'm curious to see what kind of songs they're going to play here in Seattle for those home shows in a couple of weeks.
There's a lot of me. I'm looking at that set list. That's huge.
Oh, they'll go for sometimes 2, maybe 3 hours.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
That is, you know, man, it's great when a band has that kind of heritage. It's really awesome.
And I think maybe more often than not, you'll get Yellow Ledbetter as the closer for every set. That seems to be more often than not the closer. But outside of that, there's no set process. Like, you can't follow like a trend in their set list to be like, oh, okay, I think they're going to be doing this song because they've played it this time. It's just whatever Eddie's feeling that night, whatever mood he's in, that's the vibe that he wants to put out there as a set. So it could be a relatively chill set, or it could be a fully hard rocking set, or a mixture of everything.
And it's very, very interesting because I don't know what every band's process is. We heard Metallica, where they go to Spotify and try to play what the city that, you know, listens to their stuff, and that's what they try to play when they're there. And then you've got Eddie, the artist, just like, what do I feel like doing? What is, you know, in the moment, what's my mood? What's hitting me? Which is true creativity right there.
And then it's about sequence. Okay, after we play this song, what would be a cool song to play after that?
Yeah.
I would love to get inside his head for those moments.
And when you look at other set lists, you go, well, wait a minute. When you were over here, you went from this song to that song. But then over here, you went from this song, and it was a different song. What was the difference?
And then there are times I read their set list. I'm like, damn it, they played Present Tense last week. Maybe they won't play it when they come to Seattle because they just played it. I hope it went well. Because if it didn't go well, we'll probably never hear it.
Yeah.
There's that kind of thing. It's, as a Pearl Jam fan, you get kind of geeky about that.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because, of course, you know, we have our friend Cricket, that she has a favorite song that they play that I guess Stone sings on.
Yep.
And, you know, she's hoping they play it, but, you know.
She even made a giant banner that she's bringing to the Pearl Jam shows. But, hey, you might want to show that banner to Eddie as he's driving into
definitely.
The Safeco Field.
That's the one you got to influence. You know what? That's the question I want to ask bands from now on, Steve. I think it's like, who comes up with the set list? Because it's not always the lead singer. You just don't know.
And some bands, they flesh it out before the tour because they're so reliant on the lighting grid and the videos.
Of course.
So for some bands, that set is the same every single night because they need it to be because of the production. Pearl Jam doesn't have a crazy production to their shows. I mean, they have stuff going on that's cool visually, but it's not set to a certain thing where you need to have the lights playing to this song or whatever it may be. So,
that's a good call. I forgot about that. You're right.
So every band's different.
When it's choreographed, like you talk about, pretty much the set list has to be the same.
Or they leave like a little opening here and there to kind of mix it up just enough to make it so that if someone travels to follow a band, you're not getting the exact same show. But that's why Pearl Jam's so popular as being like a band that people will travel and follow. And it's because they're very Grateful Dead-like in that sense.
Well, they all took that cue. I mean, a lot of these bands that have that kind of catalog, they all saw the success you could have by watching what the Grateful Dead did all those years. Yeah, you're right.
I just got to get my hands on one of these set lists.
Well, you know a guy. You know a couple of guys.
Yeah, I'm going to send Mike a message. Slide into his DMs. Hey, Mike, can I have your set list?
I know, that is a weird thing to say.
I mean, in the weird way, he'd probably be like, sure.
He'd probably be right. Fine. I mean, if they didn't need it or whatever, if it was okay with Eddie,
I'll just rush the stage.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the best way. Ask him while he's in a guitar solo. Say, hey, Mike.
Grab it from him.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, that way you don't inconvenience him. You just take it right out from under they'll remember what it is. All right, I've got a question for you. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about Seafair? Yep, it's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17, and you're going to hear these guys on August 25th at Pain in the Grass. It's Alice in Chains on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Woo! Friday, August 24th. Saturday, August 25th. Yes, it's Pain in the Grass, 2018 at White River Amphitheater. Got bands like Alice in Chains, Slayer, The Cult, Stone Temple Pilots, and more. You want the full lineup? Go to KISW.com. Now, if you haven't heard, due to Avenged Sevenfold canceling their tour, we had to cancel Sunday's Pain in the Grass show. You can get a refund for your tickets at the point of purchase. More info at KISW.com.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama!
And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook. This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and of course, we're going to act it out. This time around, I'll be playing the role of the original poster. I'll be Stu. Vicky, you are Valerie.
Ooh.
BJ, you'll play the role of Scott.
Alrighty.
And Rev, you will be Marcus.
Sweet.
Alright, so once again, Stu is the original poster, so I'll kick things off.
Am I the only one that could care less about Seafair?
Correction, couldn't care less.
Huh?
Never mind.
Seafair rocks!
Oh yeah, it rocks. Wannabe pirates, traffic, loud planes, and whores on boats.
What gives? You used to love Seafair. We used to have some epic boat parties.
Yeah, but that was before the incident.
What incident?
All right, let's not dwell on past S. I could really care less about Seafair.
Couldn't.
Was it, 3 years ago when your wife got wasted and was flashing everyone on Lake Washington? Then you got so wasted that you were hurling off the side of Trevor's boat? Didn't you get a ticket for public intoxication?
LOL. Hashtag best seafare ever.
Ha ha. Hashtag Pixar, it didn't happen.
I hope it rains next weekend.
Oh, yeah, so much about that was just delightful.
Steve, you're such a good Debbie Downer.
Yeah,
thanks,
Rev. The grammar police. The grammar police was
awesome.
Yeah, the I hated event because I got so destroyed at the event. So that means the event sucks because I had such a bad time because of my own stupidity.
It didn't say ex-wife though.
No, it didn't.
So it wasn't like that was a deal breaker.
No, who cares if you're... I mean, honestly, I don't care anymore about people flashing. People are having a fun time. Hey, if somebody thinks my wife is hot and she flashes, then that, you know what? Look at me. You know, it's like bad, bad girlfriend. You know, I just think a theory of a dead man. That's all.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's what I think.
So you'd be fine if you were on a boat and all of a sudden, like, you guys are out there on Lake Washington and Lake Washington's hopping. There's boats everywhere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your wife just turns around and just starts showing everybody her boobs.
It's a new world, buddy.
Nah.
I mean, it wouldn't be a
relationship deal breaker, but I certainly wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah, I honestly would like to believe that I'm very liberal. That look, if I can act like and like whatever I want to act like and have a good time when in my younger years, what do I care? You know, it's not like she's banging anybody. Right? I mean, why can't she have fun? You know, whatever. You know, people flirt, people do whatever they want. I just feel like
I understand,
you know.
Look, I mean, if you remove it, it's just a body part, no different than giving a thumbs up, you would think. But, you know,
it gives so much pleasure to everybody. Like, everybody's in a good mood.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Is that the hope, that you want your wife to give pleasure to everybody?
Well, listen, if a human being can make another human being feel good and it's not really ruining our relationship... Okay. And I don't think it is. I don't think that's breaking.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm old-fashioned.
You might be. Everyone's got their line. I'm not saying you're wrong, but for me, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Rev, would you be okay if your lovely wife decided to show everybody her Hoosie Watskis?
No, not really. I don't think I would be.
All right, what about you, Danny? You're out on a boat, and your girlfriend just decides to show off the hoots?
It's very possible it's already happened, for all I know.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't bother me, to be honest with you. No, I don't think it would be, like, as long as it wasn't, like, she was trying to impress anyone. If she was just doing it because she was drunk, I'd be like, go ahead.
What the goal would there be?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Just drunk and
just
not
drunk
thinking,
and
just
showing off the hoots.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I think...
I'm the old-fashioned one.
Rev's the old-fashioned one, you didn't ask Vicky.
Well, Vicky doesn't have... Okay, if you were hanging out and you had a boyfriend, yes. And all of a sudden he decides to just show up his schlong to people on Lake Washington,
see, that's
okay
a different thing. Nobody wants to
funny.
See that. Oh, okay.
I had an ex who
until
had
a... cop show up.
Right?
Yeah.
I had an ex who had a tattoo down there, and so he was drunk, and we were talking about it, and he's like, "Do you want to see it?" And he actually showed some dongage to my best friend.
Yeah.
She's like, "I just saw it." I'm like, "Does it offend you?" She's like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, I'm cool." I thought it was funny.
I'll tell you, Steve, it's all changed.
Can we bring your daughter in?
Why do I want to have this conversation about my daughter?
Yeah,
you didn't ask about my daughter. I talked about my wife
on the show. No, I want to ask her because we have had the story of her at Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah,
where she flashed people, and this was before she was in a relationship, I believe.
Yeah.
But if you go to Mardi Gras again, if you go to New Orleans, how would Johnny Rubbers feel knowing that you might be showing off your hoots for beads?
He's totally cool with it.
Okay.
Oh, he's dating me. He has to be cool with it.
Well, maybe he wouldn't be, and you're like, you know what? Out of respect to you, I won't let other people see my hoots.
Well, yes, I did. I did ask permission to do it, and he was fine. And I was like, good.
It's a new world, Steve.
It is. You're right. No, you're right, man.
It's a total... But I'll tell you why. Because women are showing off more of their body than they have before. Like, would you... If I said
I know. I see Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
sometimes
that's what I'm saying.
People are just showing everything.
They are. I had this. It was a very uncomfortable moment for me when I was visiting my wife in California because her apartment has a hot tub. So I get in the hot tub, and these girls are wearing nothing, and I swear they're not out of high school, but only because of their conversation.
Right.
Dude, I didn't know what to do. Because here I am, you know, I'm this old dude. It's a small hot tub. They are wearing nothing. Like it's basically here's my butt bathing suit where you don't. I mean, it's basically string.
Yes.
And they had and look, they had
I'm wearing
great,
those right now.
They had great bodies, but they were like they had to be under 18. They just had to be. Though if I showed you just pictures of them with their bodies, you'd probably go, well, they've got to be over 18 because they looked amazing. But their conversation made me think, okay, these guys can't be out of high school. It just sounded very immature. I didn't know what to do. It's like I can't be looking at these people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're right in front of me. I closed my eyes the entire time while they were in the hot tub. I did not want to be that guy that was caught ogling those girls. So I thought, well, if I got my eyes closed, I'm not looking
at
anybody.
Put a towel over your eyes.
I know something.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so uncomfortable. It's like, shouldn't there be a thing where maybe you shouldn't dress like that when you're around like strangers or older people in an intimate environment? Don't you know that guys have this thing in their brain where you just want to look? I mean, my brain goes, dude, those are attractive women. You should look at them. I'm like, right. No, you can't. They may not even be out of high school. I was fighting with myself, and all I wanted to do was relax in the hot tub. All I wanted to do was relax, and these girls were such a distraction. Thank God Jeez. The equipment doesn't work the way it used to, so that
Gosh, okay.
I mean, seriously,
wow, this is the big TMI time, right?
Well, just saying.
Tell us more about how you were lusting after these teenagers.
Well, I would challenge any of you men if you're in that hot tub to not go, wow, these are pretty girls, and not want and have a hard time not looking at them.
A lot of these girls, these teen girls, are getting out of hand showing stuff. Another person says, my wife has flashed to get us in a club. I loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Now, my daughter, I do have a problem with it because I'm her father.
No, so. I know. I wasn't asking for your idea. Like, are you okay with it? I understand that you would not be okay with your daughter flashing. I'm not going to ask such
if
a ridiculous question.
If it works,
question.
It works. And if I'm saving money, hey, right?
But I was curious
smart.
How Johnny Roberts felt because you're in a relationship and I didn't know if you were still free with your hoots.
Always free with the hoots. Nice. And I think he would be totally cool if I flashed, like, the bouncer or whatever to get into a club for free. I think he'd be like, dope. I don't know if he'd be able to come, but he has to get back in line.
What?
Oh, come along. I see how I mean.
Yeah, like, come
okay.
with me in the
Oh, come
in
on.
The
you
club.
And Danny, both of you are...
Yeah.
You and Danny both are on punishment. You're on time.
Come on. Come on.
Really? Did you see our girl, Carly Joe, the bikini barista over at... Where's her place again? Do you remember?
I don't. I'm afraid.
She's so hot, though.
Bikini Beans Espresso in Kent, Washington.
Oh, yeah, she's
listens
the one
to the show.
Yeah, she's awesome.
While she works. But apparently it was her birthday, and she says the tradition continues. It's on her Twitter. My birthday is the one day of the year where I break the internet and just gets naked on Twitter.
What? She? Oh, yeah, Twitter lets you do that.
It's the greatest birthday gift.
Oi, 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 there she goes.
She gives the birthday gift to the followers, not to herself.
Wow. That is so sweet of her.
Right?
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, Carly, I never knew her like this. I know her like this. Oh, she's going full meal deal?
I don't know. I never.
Oi, oi, oi. Okay.
No, but it's sauce. Oh.
Okay, well, that's good. She goes topless on the internet.
Yes.
Boy, Carly, you've just given Carly Joe a whole bunch of views.
That's Carly Joe Prince.
Okay.
For anyone that wants to find her on Twitter.
Wow. Okay, that was quite a performance.
Right?
That was unexpected.
You're surfing on Twitter and you're just like, whoa. Usually people give you the gift on
By the way, Steve, that's how these girls looked.
Like Carly Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, they were underage. Oh, yeah. So that's
tell us more about these underage girls that you were lusting after, DJ.
But what do you do?
You just kind of exist, man.
Oh, you know what?
I
sit there like you'd be so zen. You guys would not have a difficult time with that close proximity.
No, I'd be aware, like, wow, those are attractive girls, but I wouldn't spend the entire time struggling not to look at them. I would just not look at them.
See,
I'd play on my phone, or I would just kind of I wouldn't have to worry about it, man. Like, that doesn't go in my head.
Or just, like, leave. If it's just too weird.
I didn't want to leave. That was the thing. It was like, this is my hot tub time.
But obviously,
well, then
you
take your pants off and then they'll leave.
I know, really. That's one way to do it. I hadn't thought about that. If that wasn't illegal. All right, maybe I was just like, I felt like I don't want anybody to be mad at me because they might see me looking at these girls even one time.
So I said, just put on some sunglasses, BJ.
I know, dude. I left them in the room because it was later, you know, there was no sun out. So I you're right. The sunglasses are the best thing ever.
BJ, look all you want. Just don't take pictures.
Thanks for that great advice, because you know the phone was coming out next. listen. What kind of listeners do we have? I'm a little worried about the people that listen to our damn show.
Really?
Jesus. Thanks for the advice, 1 hour photo.
Listeners.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people are blowing us up. What's Carly Joe's Twitter?
Yeah.
It's Carly Joe Prince, C-A-R-L-I-E-J-O, Prince.
Yeah, and, Prince, and where does she work again? We go
somewhere
have a
in Kent.
Yeah, go
Bikini Beans Espresso.
Go
Kent.
Check out Bikini Beans Espresso in Kent. Give Carly Joe a visit too. She's awesome. She loves the show and loves KISW. Yep. So, God bless Carly Joe. She is, you know what? She's a heck of a girl. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Makes you proud to be an American. Doesn't
oh,
it
surely DJ? Does. Surely does. And I'm proud to be an American. Where Carly Joe serves coffee.
Woo.
Yeah. Okay. Woo! All righty. Well, we were talking about A-Rod earlier.
Yes.
A-Rod and Jay. And actually, we were just talking about how A-Rod, a texter said, A-Rod is not considered anywhere near the a-hole that Lance Armstrong is, though they both basically did the same thing.
Right. They you cheated. Know,
they cheated at their sport. And
denied
you,
it. And then, yeah.
Yeah. And you, of course, well, all you cared about was the fact that A-Rod was with Jennifer Lopez.
A-Rod wins. He's yeah. the hottest woman on the planet.
And it turns out Us Magazine is reporting that Alex Rodriguez has a huge picture of himself and Jennifer Lopez above his bed.
I'd do the exact same thing if I was him.
God, that is just, you know, that's a level of narcissism that I don't think I could do.
Why? What if like,
I could have my wife up there. I could do that. I mean, my wife, sure. I get why he'd want J-Lo up there. But himself, I mean, maybe she wants it. But really, does she?
What if they photoshopped it to be like the Han and Leia where he's holding up the lightsaber and she's like at your legs? And
oh, now that's cool.
See, or like he's a lion and she's a tiger. But yeah. They have their faces on it or something like that.
No, you need Jennifer Lopez's body, though.
Yeah, you're a good point. Yeah. He could be a lion and then she's just naked.
Yeah,
ooh, they could be Greeks, like statues, like the old school, like the marble statues. Painted. Ooh.
Okay,
I that's have a problem with this. I know some people think that's weird. But
I do think it's very narcissistic.
Why?
Because there's a picture of them and it's about them. That's what narcissism. You know, it's like really about.
I understand
that's why I think it's narcissistic.
Creepy old man. Yeah. I understand.
What do you call me a creepy old man for? I closed my eyes the entire time of the hot tub. They were closed. My eyes were closed.
You're able to describe it really well for having your eyes closed.
Well, I was very uncomfortable.
Yes, I could tell.
Anyway, yes,
we have pictures of us not in our bedroom. But we have a couple pictures hanging in the living room from our engagement photos.
I think that's okay.
But why is this any different?
I don't know. I guess because it's in the bedroom and they don't say what the picture is about. But
because it kind of infers that during bedroom activities, you're using that for inspiration.
Which, you know, is he getting excited more so about seeing him than her?
Yeah.
Because back in 2009, Us reported that A-Rod had two paintings of himself. This was before he's with J-Lo.
Awesome.
Hung over his bed, and he was portrayed as a centaur. That is that, you know, four-legged.
Oh, my God! All right, he's officially my favorite human being.
That's amazing.
My God! How did A-Rod get that awesome?
Yeah, for what it's worth, A-Rod's ex's Kate Husden was once asked about those paintings, and she said, yeah, it was the craziest thing anyone has ever asked her.
Can we have
but
pictures of these?
She didn't deny it.
Can we see what these look like?
I would love to, but I mean, someone should have a picture out there of those, right?
And can someone turn that into a t-shirt? I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah.
A-Rod, a centaur t-shirt?
If he was a smart guy, he would market those. You're right.
Or maybe someone can make one with me as centaur.
Oh, see, you know what? Yeah. That's why you don't have a problem with this. You'd do the same thing.
100%.
Yeah, I can't. I just know.
Why not?
Why not?
Life's short. Have fun.
So is Vicky.
Yeah. And people have fun.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I guess it's just, you know, maybe I don't think that well of myself. I think, you know, if I were to really explore the deep, dark pits of my soul, maybe I wouldn't put pictures of myself up there because I don't think I should have. I don't think
well
of myself.
What about like
myself.
Someone said that someone's willing to have you like, they're like, I'll paint you in any certain way that you want.
Did
you
get a painting? Yeah, it makes it a little more epic if it's a painting.
Is it more classy because it's like art?
It's still even weirder, though. It's like the old school rich people that do that.
Yes. Rev's got a painting of himself in his house.
You do?
Yeah, both Michelle and I. It was given to me by Vicky from one of our artist friends, Travis. He made it and had it commissioned, so it was us in our wedding getup.
Yeah,
it's hanging in our bar right now, and because I got a huge canvas size, it's like
you should put it over your bed.
I'm not putting it over my bed.
I guess that's
the
thing.
Is absolutely weird.
Yeah, I mean, I remember somebody. There was a caricature one time, and we did. You know how you go? You're at the fairs, and there's always a guy drawing.
Oh, the airbrushings.
Yeah. Oh, the airbrushings would be cool.
That'd be kind of.
Well, just on the side of a van.
Why is it weird in the bedroom but not weird over the bar?
I think because you're not going to... I feel like the centaurs, it's like a sexy thing. It's got to be a sexy thing, don't you think?
The centaur implies he's half horse, the bottom half being a horse. And in the bedroom...
Maybe it's like some kind of like inference to what he's packing.
That's exactly what I'm thinking,
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking about the Rev. Like, why would it be weird for the Rev to have it in his bedroom, this painting of him and his wife... But it's not weird for them to have it hanging in the bar. The bedroom, what's the bedroom for? Him and his wife. So I don't understand why that's weird to have a painting of you guys together in your bedroom.
It's just that same thing of like what I said before of just looking at it when things are going on and then seeing us. It seems like BJ was saying narcissistic.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Spotlight on it while you're in the throes of passion. I mean, I think it could hurt your neck if you're trying to look at
it. Well, we're not doing it in the dark.
That's good news for you, because I'll tell you, if I was married to you, I'd want to do it in the dark.
If I was married to you, I'd be living in California as well.
See, it's a great relationship. You sure you don't want it? You get to live in Cali.
You know, come to think of it, I actually have 4 pictures of me and my boyfriend framed right above my bed.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's...
How are you guys posed in these pictures?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
No, wow.
Okay, are these those boudoir pictures?
No. Those aren't framed. Those are in a nice little book just for him, you know. But I don't know. If I saw them when we were doing it, I'd be like, oh, we're so pretty. Cute. Wow. You know, probably like... Turn me more on.
Is that any weirder than people that have mirrors like on their closets or on the ceiling?
But mirrors, you're actually doing something dirty, so that makes sense.
It's flattering.
It's you in action. Oh, it's very. Much of a girl. A guy loves seeing his woman naked in any way, shape, or form, no matter what she thinks she looks like.
You're not getting the same camera angles like you would in a porn video.
See, again, you're thinking like a girl. Guys,
I'm thinking
do
as
not...
an editor, man, like as somebody who watches these movies.
I want a picture. Now I gotta be here. You are poor guys with Vicky, and he's got to be going. She's like, I hope the camera angle's right or Vicky's not going to have a good time.
I know. We need to get the lighting in right. Bring in some of those nice umbrella lights.
Do you guys like seeing yourselves?
Yeah.
Like when you look at the mirror and you look at yourself, you're like, nice.
As soon as I see a mirror in me, I take my shirt off and just check it.
He does it every time he goes to the bathroom.
I do. Yeah. It's very awkward. Sometimes I'm standing at the urinal and it's already off because I know what I'm about to see.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See, we
go in the urinal.
We have one picture in my wife's bedroom that in California that I tell her we have to, if we ever, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get romantic, I'm like, you got to put that picture, because it's a picture of the 4 of us smiling. It's a Christmas picture. And I tell my wife, I go, honey, we can't get busy with the kids looking at us. She goes, it's a picture. I go,
that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I go, no, I'm putting it down. I get you want it in your bedroom because it's your family.
Or at least put get little sticky blindfolds and put them over the kids' eyes.
Well, that's a great idea, actually. Yeah, put blindfolds over the picture. Oh, that's awesome. That's
I want to get
idea.
Like a painting of me in the same pose as George Costanza. Remember him that from Seinfeld? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
On the couch?
Oh,
where he's in his underwear?
Yes.
If you look that up, that would be...
It's like the playgirl pose.
Yeah, I don't know if my wife would fly for that.
Yeah, where would you put that?
Over the bed.
Oh, okay, at least you'd leave it in the bedroom. You should see, now Rev would put... I think you should put that in the living room.
Right above the fireplace.
That is the bare rug. On the skin rug.
Yeah.
Both on each side.
See, that you should have in your living room.
Yeah.
You and your underwear like that with the tidy whities George Costanza look? Yeah.
Maybe just take the TV down and put that over the fireplace.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
There should be a big red button next to it so you can do your bear roar.
Yeah.
Yes,
this is the best idea ever.
Like,
people go, what's that big red button at the coffee table? Oh, first of all, look at that picture of me on the bear rug. Now press the button. Are you horny, baby?
Or it's just like a little motion sensor, and every time someone walks by it.
That's even better.
Kind of like those little frogs, you know?
And you have to have the light. You have to have the picture light up so people then will hear the roar and look at the picture of you on the bear rug.
Oh, my gosh.
And they'll go, what kind of hellish Twilight Zone thing have I walked into?
I'll donate some money for this.
Well, first have to make me single because it's never going to happen.
Dude, I will pay for this. Tell your wife that you don't even have to pay for this. We are going to do this for you.
Because that's the issue, is the financial
part. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found someone did like a Photoshop of Alex Rodriguez on a centaur's body, and I think, Steve, you need this too. You need to do this.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Might want to just remove some of those muscles. And
I mean, this is a fantasy drawing, Steve.
Yeah, of course.
So might as well go full on. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Then a little hair on the chest, though, please.
A lot of hair on
the chest. Yeah, and those nipples are much too small.
Yes.
You've got to make them look like frisbees.
Yeah, pump it up a little bit.
And then you'll have a perfect reproduction of Steve in his best. Oh man, there's something wrong with this show. All right, yesterday Steve he was stumped on this one.
Who was the prime minister of the UK through the 80s? Oh, who's that chick? Margaret Trudeau.
No.
Margaret Larson.
No.
Margaret from the Margaret comic strips.
No.
Yeah. Okay. The answer we're looking for is Margaret Thatcher. So, yeah, you know, Steve doesn't know everything. You have a great shot at beating him. 206-421-ROCK. Text us. Don't text us. Just call us. 206-421-ROCK. Beat Miggs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.